Call this meeting to order at 6:32. Everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
This is Derby Zoning Board of Appeals special meeting Wednesday, February 26, 2025.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mr. Palastro?
Here.
Don't forget to turn your mics on, please. Mr. Kovatic?
Here.
He's here. Mr. Robinson? He'll be, he's on his way. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bowers?
Here.
Mr. Reed?
Here.
Here.
We have four regular members and two alternates here. We have a quorum.
And when Earl comes in, we'll have the five voting members. So we'll be all the alternates are just that. We can go to the next item, and then I don't know if we table the public portion for a little bit. We'll go to item number four, the election of a chair. Do I have nomination?
I make a motion that we put Sam Palastro as chairman.
Are there any other nominations? All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ray. Any objections or all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, no, you vote.
Yeah. Okay.
All opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you. Item number five. Anybody from the public? I don't know. It's turning off or something.
There's more than three on it.
Okay. Public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak on anything that is not on the agenda? I don't know who's online, if there's anybody there.
Just Mr. White and Mr. Leonetti.
Tom, you're all set?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the hearing, public hearing.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So not hearing anybody from the public, will make a motion to close the public portion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by John, seconded by Jeffrey. All in favor? You get the vote too. All right. All opposed? All right. Motion carries. All right. Item number seven. Applicant Nito and I'm sorry.
You can just call me D.
D. Nuchet on Six Singer Village Drive, Derby, Connecticut, located at the affected premises. The same, appealing the Derby Zoning Regulation 195-11E7B for an 11-foot variance to install a
Thank you. House. Good evening. Thank you for listening to me again and having me. So we changed application from a variance from 16-foot to 6-foot, where we were planning to have a 40-by-30 greenhouse. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be 30-by-20 this time. And hopefully that will be like in a better situation for you guys too.
30-by-20 and it was what before?
40-by-30.
Yeah. I mean, we've all heard this application a few months back. So we're pretty familiar with it. Some of us have even gone down there. Does anybody have any questions for the applicant?
Just one. I'm looking at your drawing here, and it's where it says foundation detail. Your foundation is just a pipe that goes into the ground, right? There's no concrete.
I don't
don't know. This is something we probably discussed with but one of the inspectors, like, because we are the bottom of the hill,
yeah,
don't want to buy away.
Yeah, sure.
They recommend that, hey, maybe one or two concrete footing.
Okay. But just footings. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, all basically, guys, all he did was just decrease the variance size for us. So it's less of a. I mean, I know Dave. Well, one of you guys have to vote because Earl's not here yet. So one of you are going to have to be on.
I think it's Rita's turn.
Rita's turn. And Dave, you could still ask questions and you could still participate just when it comes out. But if you have any questions for him, Rita.
So the 6 foot side yard variance, is it you're asking for 6 feet on all three sides?
It's 40. On the width size. So if I'm making it 30, we will have, no, not 30, sorry, 20. We'll have 10 on each side.
Kevin, if you can give us that update. Kevin?
Hello?
Hey, Kevin. Can
yep.
you,
yeah, so yeah, go ahead. So on the rear part of that building would make this requirement according to that zone. It's only the sides that he's looking for the variance.
The two sides. Right. Yes. And the back of
the
it
back,
being the one.
The back
up
he's
against...
satisfied. Right. It's only the two sides that he's looking for the variance for. And the reason he's asking for 6 feet, it gives him that wiggle room if something is wrong. He needs 16, he's going to have 10. So that 6 foot variance gives him that one or that variance when he needs it.
Yeah, those are the sides. That is back. That's
the right. Problem. The back, he already met the back.
Yeah, he met the back. Yeah, he's okay. Just asking for that and that.
Okay. And the height of it?
I don't remember exactly.
I think it's only 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
I think it's what it says on the drawing.
I think that's.
Let me see if I.
The peak at 166 inches.
10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. 10.
More than that, 166 inches, right?
Hold this, 166?
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's the at the peak, though.
Go ahead. 166 divided by 12. Hold on.
13.8.
That's it. 13.8 feet.
You're not putting lights? No electrical.
No electrical. Lights will may have temporary lights, but so we just portable.
You just what?
Portable lights, like headlights and like, but no permanent fixtures. No permanent light, I
so
would
you're not
say.
Wiring.
No wiring, nothing, yeah.
So solar?
So we if we decide to put a fan, then we'll have a solar panel attached on one of the sides facing Tower Lowe's because that's the south. But we haven't decided on that yet.
And this is all for personal consumption.
That's correct.
And you really you won't be able to use it in the winter because it'll be too cold without any heat.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to use it in the summer because it'll be too hot. So this large greenhouse will only be used a few months out of the year?
The idea is to extend the growing season from like early spring into late fall, and the sides roll up in summer. So I can roll up the sides so it doesn't really get hot inside. It cools down. And that's why I was saying we may have to put a solar panel, a small solar panel, just to run a 12-volt fan.
And there was only one neighbor that objected, right? And that was the neighbor that it would be right in their back. Yeah.
Well, technically, it's in my backyard. Yeah.
But they would be able to see it from there.
That's correct. Yeah. Right now, the view is they see Lowe's, and Lowe's has like piles of stacks and stacks of mulch right now, and we see it too. It's just that there will be a greenhouse there instead.
And are there any bushes or anything that separate the yard from where the greenhouse will be?
You mean my yard or the neighbor's yard?
Either.
We do have, she has a lot of whooping willows, and there are also bushes. I think you have been to the place, right? Yeah. We do have that.
Anybody else have any other questions?
No.
All right. You're all set. You can have a seat. Nothing else, right? Nothing else. Jeffrey, you good? Errol, I know you came in late. We're gonna have if you don't mind, Errol, just on this one here, we'll have Rita vote because she was here even for the first time it came on. And then the next one will.
No, I don't have an issue with that.
Okay. All right. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay, not hearing anybody. I need a motion to close the public
portion. I'll make a motion to close the public portion on this application.
All right. Motion made by John, seconded by Rita. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, item number 9, action on the application. This is where we guys deliberate and we talk. Anybody have anything you want to mull over before we make a motion? Any comments, questions, concerns?
I comment. Excuse me.
Yep.
Okay. I looked at the property. Okay. I know it's wood, a little bit of wood in everything else. But from your neighbors, you in the back,
you know what I mean? Have you considered maybe putting some, like, Aphrodites alongside of it, so this way, you know, sort of like camouflage a little bit for, you know, 365 days of use. I don't know if the board had, they mentioned anything about it. It's like a border, you know, something you can buy, like Aphrodites, you know, they, if you buy them at 6 feet or 5 feet, they grow about 2 feet a year. Or a foot and a half. I know that because I got them in my yard. So, but I thought maybe if you thought of maybe just doing that as consideration for your neighbors, so they, you know, and that's green all year round.
Absolutely. And the letters that we sent to the neighbors, we say we'll work with them.
Okay.
And if we needed to plant some like you suggested,
right?
It's up in there. If we need to, we'll do that.
Okay.
What they have right now is this vegetation. It is kind of a woody thing.
And
it's
a little
bit of a golden sublet, right?
So right. I've
it's kind of covered, but it's not completely covered.
Right.
So you're not just looking at it like straight. Like the
No. I understand.
Down. So there is stuff there.
No, I know that.
But I understand.
It's right in my backyard, I know.
Right.
I live right off the street there. Yeah. So, but, you know, I can see Lowe's because, like I say, Lowe's commercial. You know, so it's not that you got a residential property behind it, you know, but I understand,
yeah.
You know.
Anyone else?
Well, so we discussed one neighbor said he'd see it, but if you move it somewhere else, there'll be more neighbors that can see it, right? If you, I'm inclined to approve it because with the hardship being the shape of this lot, I mean, we have a picture of it here. I've never seen a lot like this. Where you got two long extended pieces that are only 40 feet wide. The other one looks even narrower. You know, if you try to move that where it would be in, you know, within variance.
You might.
If you saw it where it was in variance, it, if you're worried about, if the board is worried about other people being able to see it, if you moved it into the middle of the lot, everybody else would be able to see it.
But they would be conforming, right?
Would be conforming.
So,
yeah, no, I did see that. And I was getting to that point was that the rest of the yard where it would be conforming is hilly. Where you're proposing is one of the only flat pieces of that piece of property. It's tucked away. It's out of the way. Only one person could see it. And there are options to hide it from him.
Anybody else? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to approve this application for variance.
Second. Yes.
By John? Well, actually,
if you guys don't mind, I'm just going to ask Kevin White. Kevin, do you have anything you want to add on this before we vote?
No, I think the applicant has done pretty much what we've asked them to do. It's a very unique piece of property. It's for personal use, he said. So, you know, it, to me, I think it would be a wise decision to approve it.
Okay. So a motion was on the floor from John to approve the Derby Zoning Regulation 195-11, 11E7B for an 11-foot variance.
6 foot.
Yeah,
six
this says an 11.
No, we've got in parentheses.
Yeah, sorry. Variance. To request a 6-foot variance, which changes to the mention of the, yeah, the application has been presented and amended from the previous one. So I apologize for a 6-foot variance on both sides. And we have a second by Ray.
Mm-hmm. 6-foot variance on both
on
sides.
Both sides.
So that would be a 12-foot variance.
6 feet on each side.
6 feet on each side.
So 6 and 6 is 12.
No, 6 on one side, 6 on the other. Separate okay. Issues. There's separate both issue. Variances on both sides. It's not a 12-foot variance. It's a 6-foot variance from each side yard.
On each side.
On each side yard, yeah. Okay. Do we have a motion? We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Rita?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Item number 10. Congratulations. You're all set. All right. No, not at all. Item number 10, Hops Company. I've been told that that has been removed from the agenda. So we are going to move forward. We're going to bypass 11 and 12. That application has been withdrawn. Correction. Item number 13, the applicant, Griffin Hospital, 130 Division Street, Derby, Connecticut, 06418, located on affected premises, same appealing the Derby Zoning Regulations, 195-19, E5 and 6, seeking a setback from a 20-foot to a 0-foot for a modular building housing the magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, equipment, and area. Currently, the MR area is a trailer parked in the area where the building is proposed. Yeah, just go up to the microphone so we can hear you, please, and state your name and all that.
Attorney Dominic Thomas, Cohen & Thomas, 315 Main Street, Derby, Connecticut, representing the applicant. I'm assuming, hopefully, that you all have what was submitted. There's a two-page with the plan and the GIS aerial. In addition to that, I have uploaded, well, first of all, let me, for the record, I do have the originals of the certificates of mailing, and I submitted electronic versions of them to the land use office. And when your hearing was continued to today because of the issues last week, I re-noticed everybody. And I understand that the one person who owns a property on Spring Street that is not owned by Griffin Hospital, because most of the properties on Spring Street are owned by Griffin Hospital. You know, they have various offices there, has written a letter in favor of this proposal. And I'll address why he may have done it. In addition to that, in addition to what I presented to you, I have a two-page photograph packet of Spring Street, looking up Spring Street. These were, I think I did send them in to your office, to the land use office, electronically, but I didn't know whether they were able to post out the versions of it. And this shows looking up Spring Street towards the MRI trailer. And in addition to that, there was a letter submitted by Griffin Hospital that addressed the issue of why this is needed, the history, a little brief history. And this letter, again, is electronically uploaded. I'm not sure if all the members So the situation, as it mentions in the in my application, Griffin Hospital was initially done in 1909, I believe, and has expanded ever since. In sometime, I'm not sure, in the 80s, 90s, or maybe even early 2000s, the zoning regulations laid hospital campus zone on it and laid setbacks. And not to question the Planning and Zoning Commission for doing that. The only thing that I would point out is that in many instances, when they laid it over, the setbacks were not complied with. The various parts of the building were very close to the side yard. The other thing you need to understand is the parcel, as it show, the parcel that the Griffin Hospital, the main hospital, is on, a separate parcel. The parking lot itself is a separate parcel. So basically, you have three sides. You have the Seymour Avenue side, the Division Street Maple Avenue side, and you have the Spring Street side. The Spring Street side is where all the loading docks are. I want to call them dumpsters, you know, that are picked up and everything. And then years ago, as the technology evolved, that is where the in that portion of the hospital, as it says in the explanation, is where the radiology section is. And they developed doing the MRIs. So at that point, they brought in a trailer. The trailer is taken in and is kept there and then is moved. I'm not sure the reasons exactly, but it's moved in and out. And Mr. D'Antona, I think, who wrote the letter, indicates that he's happy that it's not going to be moved in and out. The trailer itself is about 8 feet from the property line. So it, again, and a lot of the other projections in that area from the building are well within the 20-foot property line. So the hardship basically is the fact that the zoning regulation was laid over the hospital. And the hospital has existed for a long time, and over the years since 1909 had expanded and everything, and serves obviously the community hospital. That portion of the hospital, if you haven't been in it, is the radiology section. That's where the CAT scans are, that's what everything else is done, and that's why the trailer was located there. The effort here, and as it says in there, is to now enhance, as it says, the hospital will be investing in a new MRI unit with superior image quality, and compared to the MRI unit, which is operated by a third-party contractor and in the mobile trailer, okay? And I'm not going to go into the details of the MRI, but it has to be located in that area. For those of you that have ever had an MRI there, and I didn't because I'm claustrophobic, so when they walked me in, I turned around and walked back out and said, I'm going to an open MRI. You do have to, the area that you have, it's not exactly the most private area to walk through. Okay, so those things. So based on the fact that of the what exists, based on the fact that what is in the neighborhood, the most of the properties across the street are owned by Griffin. The one that isn't owned by Griffin, the person's in favor of it because now you're going to have a permanent structure. And based on the fact that when you look at the photographs that I submitted, you look at the aerial photographs, you'll see that this area of the hospital has the loading docks, has the garbage, has trucks going in and out, and now we're going to reduce a little of that. And the other thing I will point out to you is that the surveyors basically said when they laid the zone on that probably the entire Seymour Avenue section of the hospital is all in violation of the zone. Most of it is right, almost right on the property line, because that was an area in the past, a long, some time ago, and I think maybe before they put hospital campus zone in, that was an area of expansion of the hospital. You know, when you look, I went back and looked at aerial photographs, and the hospital was back in 1909 was a skinny rectangle, you know, and it's obviously to serve our community has grown up. So I'm here to answer any more questions about it. It is now, instead of a trailer, it will be a modular building which will be attached, and as it says in here, and be part of and incorporated within the radiology department of the hospital.
Any questions?
And I should keep in mind that even if you grant the variance, we still need to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission for a site plan modification.
Do you know if there's been any difficulty with...
Sorry. Do you know if there's been any difficulty with the where it is right now with... Has there ever been any traffic accidents or anything that's...
I'm not aware of whether or not there's been any traffic accidents. I mean, there is...
It's so close to the road, though. I mean, you just wonder if any of these trucks are going to hit it.
Trucks aren't going to hit it. It's not going to be that. It's going to be behind...
You're going from 20 feet to zero. That's your concern.
Right, but the zero feet is the fence. You look at the... Just a second. You look...
I mean, won't it be like basically on the road?
No. If you look at the site plan that was submitted with you.
This one?
Okay. So you can see you have a fence. Again, the property line is inside the sidewalk. So if you look at the things, you see the lines with the little circles on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fence. I think it's a wood frame fence.
Yeah.
Then you have a concrete walk, the sidewalk, and then you have the edge of pavement. The edge of pavement. So it is existing trailer, so you can get an idea. The existing trailer is about 8 feet from the property line. So the property line is not one. When we say zero, we're going to the property line, not the road. Not the actual physical road. That's as you can see from here, you know, it says the Sprint Street right-of-way goes all the way up there. The right-of-way goes beyond the curb into the Griffin property. The actual public right-of-way.
Yeah, so what he's saying is that this is the property line and this is the fence, so it'll be in the back. It'll be inside that.
Sidewalk, and then here's the road. That's the concrete sidewalk. And that's the road. So you got road, sidewalk.
So
I guess
if you fence area.
Fence yeah. area.
You look down at the GIS, you can get an idea of a little bit of the fence, where the fence
is. Yes, thank you for showing me the fence. And it will be how much bigger than the current module?
I don't have the actual measurements. I don't know if they're in the letter. As you can see, it's 54.41 feet wide and measurements of 28 feet deep. I'm not sure if it's like the size of the trailer. I do not believe this is, and I'm not sure if it's as long as the trailer. It's certainly wider than the trailer. Again,
well,
we do have to go before.
It is longer. So you're going to lose some handicap parking. Are you going to, right?
That I am aware of. I don't think those are handicapped.
The white truck right here is parked right to the side of this. So if this comes out any further, you're going to lose spots, aren't you? See where the white truck is parked.
Reserve for, but, and the engineer, unfortunately,
that's usually the parking spot for the maintenance guy, the chief maintenance parking garage.
Yeah,
that's his parking lot. I mean, that's his. Yeah,
those are not public parking.
No, that's just
those aren't public. Those are
maintenance.
Again, I'm sure that, you know, that issue would be addressed by the zoning in the site plan, but what all we're losing is an employee space. If we lose it, I'm not sure if the engineer said that there would actually be a space left. Think in regard to trailer sticks out from the job of the main building.
So there's the
and I don't think so the proposed new building does not stick out that far.
Just talking about like that way that truck is.
Just sort of yeah. guess here.
Right. See, there's
something out here. Yeah.
I didn't know what that says.
I got a chance.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Any other questions?
What does our city engineer think?
Kevin?
Yeah, I'm in favor of this project. Griffin Hospital obviously has been a great partner for the city of Derby and the Valley. I was born there. I had my leg taken care of when I was playing baseball in the 60s. So whatever they want, I'm in favor of.
Well, that's not the zone. We're asking you legality. That's,
oh, I mean, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. I should not.
We've all had family members in there. I've been
my
in there.
Personal
I've had
opinion
orthoscopic knee surgery.
I'm
but,
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in favor. I'm in favor, but I think no, they've they've tried to maximize the space that they have, and I think that they should get support from this board.
And the hardship that we're required to show that putting the application is the
hardship is lack of
size
reason.
Of property, you know, and how it's been developed, and then the zoning that was laid over it.
Correct.
It was laid over. It did not take into account the operation, even though it's called a hospital campus zone. Did not take into account. Certainly, it's something that, you know, down the road, maybe the P&Z needs to take a look at. But this whole area in the back here, if you look at it and you look at the photographs, you can see that with just focusing on Spring Street, focusing on the neighborhood, you're not disrupting the neighborhood. You're actually, I think, addressing some issues with the neighborhood, but the larger portion of projections all along there, even the projection down the end, as you can see in one of the photographs, are all well within the 20-foot setback. And the 20-foot setback, by the way, is a street setback. And Griffin Hospital, you talk about the unique nature of the parcel, has three street setbacks. And these other two in front of the hospital, it borders on other parcels that have been developed into the parking lot.
Okay. Thank you for your presentation. At this time, I'm going to ask anybody, item number 14, public portion for this application. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this application? Is anybody on?
No, just Mr. White.
Okay.
But my name is Mark Garfalo, town clerk. the hospital is certainly an asset to our community and provides a service to of healthcare and convenience, but I also, it should be noted that the parking, the encroachment in the neighborhoods of parking, is problematic as they grow and take up buy up properties in Derby that then are not on the tax rolls. So it is an issue of concern, the parking, which is just an issue to be noted for the record, because if you ask the neighbors in that neighborhood, in the greater neighborhood, the parking is problematic for the people that live there.
Yeah, I understand that for parking, but I do want to point out again that because the hospital was absolutely shocked that Mr. D'Antona wrote a letter in favor, because he's the one the most affected by the tractor that comes in and moves the trailer. And so he took the time to write an email supporting it, because it would reduce that issue.
Right. So he's concerned about his issue, and what Mark is trying to address is a greater issue for a more larger group of people that have a issue with parking and buying up personal properties and then taking them off.
Well, that,
you know,
that,
so
yeah, I
understand you're concentrating.
I'm concentrating on this application.
You sent it out to.
Yeah. I'm concentrating on this application.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. One person, because he benefits from the traffic.
And I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, because Attorney Thomas and I are not always on the same page on a number of issues. But I get that this specific issue is very specific to this issue and limited in its impact, and may help the one neighbor. But I just bring it for the point of the record, so that, because we get complaints in my office every regularly, understanding it may or may not be germane to this project, but it should be noted because, and I wouldn't take people not being here, meaning that there's not a parking problem.
Right.
As it relates to this issue is one thing, but I just, for my own, just as a participant and an observer, it needs to be noted and really probably more so at planning and zoning, but it's just really more not to be opposed to this particular request, but to make just people aware of the land use boards to be aware of this, that overriding issue, because there needs to be more on-site parking for the hospital as it grows and benefits the community.
Do you need any more parking? Because you are, that was a temporary trailer. So this is now a permanent structure with the square footage. You need to add parking to this?
No. Well, that,
you don't?
No, we don't. I mean, this parking lot. But
so for an example, like a restaurant or something like that, or like a Lowe's, right? You, when you have a certain amount of square footage, there is a requirement of a certain amount of parking. So you're making this now a permanent structure. You're adding to it. Do you need to add more parking? Because the idea is the square footage is going to bring more people.
Yeah.
So do you need more parking?
Answer unit across the street, which, you know, half the time is never full. Yeah, so you've got parking space.
Those issues, yeah, it may not be full,
but it's a necessity. It's required.
Yeah,
that you need a certain amount, whether it's
utilized or not.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm here for the variance. Based on her trip, we still have to go to planning and zoning on a site plan. Those issues are addressed. It can be brought up at planning and zoning. I don't think, you know, Griffin has taken it, that isn't, these aren't issues for the variance. These are issues for the service exists. We're replacing a service with a different type of building that's going to be a little closer. At the site plan level, if anybody wants to come and object to the fact, because when we're doing a site plan for that approval, people can raise the issue of the parking. Now, what Griffin has done, I'm sure you're all aware, has engaged in an enormous amount of valet parking, having just gone through 44 morning visits to the cancer center. They have the valet parking. I didn't need it, but it was there. In addition to that, they've tried to address the other issues. And it's what you pay for having a community hospital that has grown and been as popular as this. But I'm here for you only on the variance, with the understanding that I've still got to go to planning and zoning for a site plan modification.
If you go to planning and zoning and say you do need the parking, my point is if you don't have it,
then planning and zoning will deny the application. Your action has no bearing on them whatsoever.
You know what I mean? Like, when you present a case and you're representing a client, you're not just covering zoning. You're covering the whole gamut and say, okay, listen, I need X amount of parking. If we do this, do we have the extra 10 spots or the extra 20 spots? No, that's a concern, right? So why would we bring something where we know that we can't accommodate the next?
No, that is not necessarily, this is not something where we are adding a whole new use. The use exists, the trailer exists, the MRIs exist, so we are going to replace it. If they raise the issue, I will address it there. That issue isn't for this board, the ZBA. I'm being very frank. It isn't for this board.
Right.
For this board, it's whether or not I've shown that there is a hardship, there's a unique nature of this property, which has the three sides, which has a hospital, that some point in the past, when it existed, they laid down, the zoning regulations laid down, making a good portion, if not the entire hospital, as it abuts streets, pre-existing legal nonconforming. And the existing structures along Spring Street, every single one of them related to the building, are within the 20 feet. And then you have, on top of that, you have the trailer, you have the large, what do you call them, the dumpsters.
Why can't they go up?
Why can't they go up?
Up. They can't add on to a building?
Say add a floor.
Add a floor.
Radiation is on. Radiation is connected to the emergency room. is that whole system, as it says in the letter.
Yep.
It serves a lot of people that come into the emergency room. So it serves a lot of people that come into the emergency room. So they are. That's why the trailer was located where it is, next to the CAT scan, to be able to serve those people. Now they're going to take that square footage, and as it says in the letter, that they are, they are going to a better MRI outfit more, and it serves mainly, while you do have appointments to go in for MRIs, you also go in, it also serves for when MRIs are needed in emergency situations. I mean, again, we've all been in there, but that's where their CAT scan part is. Having for any of you that have had kidney stones,
Mr. Chair, it was really just for putting it on the record, but perhaps just
help weigh in on it.
Has Corporation Council weighed in on it? Maybe that's a way to help the situation. And also, if you're inclined to, we'll say that again about Corporation Council. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I spoke with Corporation Council. He had another meeting that conflicted with this, and he was on at 5:30, so he couldn't be here.
Okay. So, and the other thing is, if you're inclined to approve it, that you ask the Planning and Zoning Commission as it relates to the site plan. That the site plan be subject to a public hearing, because it's not automatically subject. The site plan review is not automatically subject to a public hearing. So that might be helpful to then just expedite it.
But also the hospital has parking at the old Drewby Convalescent Home. And they have, that's employee parking, and they have a shuttle to move the employees from that parking lot there to the hospital. So, I mean, they are working on parking, but maybe a parking garage would be something they should think about. But
remember 30 years ago, Griffin Hospital did propose, maybe some of these members don't remember that, they were going to put a two-story parking garage. They came up, they were going to have a zero variance. Am I correct, Mark? You don't remember that? They were going to put, I think, it was going to be something worked out with the city of Derby, but somehow along the line, I think the, don't quote me on the Derby Parking Authority and Griffin Hospital couldn't come to terms or something like that. How's not nobody remember that? Okay.
Hammond Health were down the machine, they bulldozed them and made the parking lot.
No, they weren't going to bulldoze anything. They were going to use that parking garage right across the street, right here, wherever it is now. And then they were going to put a catwalk across. That was going back. And I'm going to say I think we might have came up here, or maybe Griffin pulled out. But it was a parking garage they were proposed. Good, maybe 25 years ago, 20? Huh? Oh, so you remember it, Karen, right? The money. I think what it was, a Derby Parking Authority was going to charge everybody coming in for the parking. And I think that's where the...
In fairness, though, that's not relevant to this.
No, it's not. So is there any other questions regarding...
I can run to my other meeting. I'm getting buzzed from there. If you do have any more questions than me,
if not, we'll close the public portion and then we can deliberate. You guys all set with questions for him? All right.
Motion to close public portion.
Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Motion carries. No. Item number 15, action on the application. We can discuss. I kind of like what the public opinion over here of Mr. Garofalo, that we should. I think everybody's on board with it, but I do think it should be subject to a site plan
at the zoning board.
They should be presenting a site plan.
Yeah,
we just don't present just to.
Well, they have to present a site plan.
The question is if
there's public hearing.
If there's a public hearing for it, maybe we should have pending a. Can we do that?
Can we disadvise that we think that?
No.
You're recommending.
We could recommend anything we want, but they don't have to listen to us. Okay. Once they get their approval, then they can do what they want. But if we make that as part of the application, or if it's part of the
approval.
Yeah. Can we do that?
I don't know. We don't have corp counsel here.
Mr. Chairman, you could recommend that they hold a public hearing. They're looking for a vote tonight to be able to present the plan to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Without that vote, then they can't have the public portion of the site plan. They can't move forward. Your vote tonight.
But they're not saying that they were willing to do a public.
They don't have any say in that.
Oh, yeah.
The commission, the commission decides the public hearing, not the applicant.
Recommend. Okay. P&Z recommends it.
Yes. So you would vote tonight with the recommendation that a public hearing be held upon the site plan review.
Okay.
That's the way to handle that.
So we'll just make that as a recommendation.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. I'll make a motion to approve application. The applicant item number 13, located on the affected premises, same appealing the Derby zoning regulation 195-19E5 and 6, seeking a setback from 20 to 0 feet for a modular building housing of MRI equipment and area, with the recommendation that they have a public hearing for site plan approval.
There's the zoning board of appeals.
Huh?
At the zoning board of appeals.
Planning and zoning.
At the planning and zoning. At planning and zoning. Do I have a second? Second made by Ray.
Second.
And discussion? Do you have anything yet that I meant? That you don't have to. I'm not going to say yes or no yet. Just their motion is out there. So now we can discuss it further if you'd like, if anybody has any.
But ultimately, my comment, there was concerns about parking. I understand that it's a bigger concern, but they're already doing MRIs there now. It's no. Just a better facility, so there shouldn't be an increase in traffic from this structure because you're already doing them there.
Unless they have the capacity to do more, but then, then they
have a... That is a fair point. I have gone to an MRI, not there, but in Milford, where I had to change and walk outside to get to a trailer to do an MRI, and that was not pleasant.
And that's how it is here now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So this looks like it would be much more patient oriented. It looks like it's going to be bigger and more comfortable. And, I think that's a benefit to the community.
I agree.
That's a justification to do it. But I certainly think it would be helpful to the community to be more comfortable getting an MRI and being safer in doing it if you have complicated medical situations, like they said, with a pacemaker, people in the hospital who need medical gases. It sounds like it would be safer for them than to be transported. So if we could be providing safer accommodations at our hospital, I think it's a good idea.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Item number 16, a motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Motion made by John, seconded by Rita. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Let the record show that the meeting ends 7:25. Thank you.